Welcome
to the Guru Mojo Podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Ken Jenkins, and today we're going to be kicking off the podcast with our premiere freaking podcast. That's it. This is the first one. I just hit record on the recorder majigger, and here we go. Listen, I'm here to talk about meditation, and you probably knew that or you wouldn't have hit play, but here we go. I just wanted to talk about why and how. We'll cover the how in a little bit. Why is a really good question. Most people have somewhat of a misconception that meditation is strictly a spiritual practice. And I'm really here to say that it's not. Meditation has so many other applications. A lot of people miss out on the wonderful benefits because they think it's mystical, woo-woo, just nonsense. And some folks believe that it's religious, and that will conflict with their religious or non-religious views, ever how that works. But the truth of it is that meditation is much more sciencey than that. It's science proven, it's brain stuff, for lack of a better explanation. It's like lifting weights for your brain. When you lift weights, your muscles get stronger, and when you meditate, your brain gets stronger. Meditation is just being a fancy name for awareness training. And my mission here is to introduce people to simple, basic meditation, and also convince you that it's good for you. No matter who or what you are into, no matter who you are or what you're into. There you go. That sounds good. We'll just leave that in, I think. let's see. Meditation not being spiritual. It is not prayer. It's a tool. Meditation is basically a tool that can be used to enhance prayer, for one. It can enhance anything that requires your attention and being present. Literally, anything human beings attempt can be enhanced when meditation is practiced. In sports, for example, it's widely accepted that the game is 90% mental and only 10% physical. Many top athletes just across the board are meditating. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, to name a couple of basketball guys. There's Olympic gold medal winning volleyball players, Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh. And it just goes on and on. Even the entire University of Michigan basketball team, led by their coach, meditates. So top performers in sport realize meditation is key. Top performers in business, any walks of life, really. Tim Ferriss says all the time on his podcast, which I highly recommend. He interviews top performers, all walks of life. And he said they, generally speaking, have a meditation practice or some sort of mindfulness that they practice. CEOs, top-level entrepreneurs, people like Arianna Huffington of the Huffington Post, and likewise, entertainers. You've got Madonna, Ellen DeGeneres, Russell Brand, laundry list, Clint Eastwood, Katy Perry, Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman. Just the list goes on, man. Paul McCartney, Oprah Winfrey, Howard Stern, Martin Scorsese. You get it? You get it? These people are successful. I want to be successful. The list really just goes on and on. Could have made the same list for CEOs and sports figures. Anything. It doesn't have to be sports or business or entertainment. If you're raising your kids, if you're trying to learn a new language, if you're bodybuilding, just name it. I guess bodybuilding is a sport, but you get it. It's been proven, and there's research out there you can find that say that if you meditate alongside with any of these practices, you'll become more proficient. You'll become a master in a quicker time just by adding meditation to your regular training, whatever that may be. So that being said, maybe if you haven't thought of it, well, you know what? That's the thing. I don't know if anybody who hasn't thought of it is going to find my podcast, Because basically, you're going to have to search the word meditation, so you're already interested. So there's that. I would like to reach people who think it's not for them, but at least someone who's curious can find me here. So in addition to that, I want to list briefly just a basic meditation and how you would do it. It's not as difficult as it seems. People think it's just very esoteric, like I said, woo-woo and spiritual. It's not. So I've got it down to 8 steps here. Anybody can do this. So let's talk about, before we get into how, when. Good time is in the morning. As long as you can carve out like the same time every day, morning works for me, evening works for other people. Honestly, if you're sitting at your desk and you feel scrambled, mind blown, rough day, if you could just take a few moments to kind of watch your breath for like 2 or 3 breaths, you know, 30 seconds or a minute can really put you back on track. 10 minutes a day is ideal. 30 is better. But when you notice that you haven't done it all day long and you're about to go to bed, 2 minutes, 2-minute meditation, because it's the repetition of doing it every day that really gets you into a better spot. So let's talk about how. Step number 1, find a quiet place where you can just sit comfortably for 10 minutes without interruption. Number 2, set a timer for 10 minutes. So you're not worried about checking, oh, how long has it been? You keep looking out of the corner of your eye. Forget it. Set it and forget it, if you will. Now, sit comfortably. And number 3 is just relax and close your eyes. Once you've relaxed, you close your eyes, direct your attention to your breath. It's a good idea to either notice the air moving in and out of your nostrils or feeling your chest and your abdomen rising and falling with each breath. Either way, you're only observing your natural breath. You're not controlling it. You just follow it. Follow it in, follow it out. And you start to count your breaths. 1 inhale, 1 exhale is 1. It's like doing a lap. Pay close attention to where each exhale starts, how it continues, how it ends. Follow the inhale in the same way. Count 1 if you keep your attention focused during the entire breath. Good luck with that. That's the hard part. That's where the rubber hits the road. Count to only 10. If you get to 10, you are doing very well. But if you count to 10 breaths, start over at 1. That keeps you from getting distracted by how many breaths you're counting. It's another thing. You want to cut down on distractions. So just in and out, 10 breaths, and start over. When a thought pops into your head and distracts you, which it will, go back to the breath and start over. Start over at number 1. Just make a mental note and kind of say to yourself, thinking, remembering, planning, whatever, you can just say thinking, and then just make a little mental note, put a pin in it, go back to the breath, and keep doing that until you reach 10 minutes, in and out, focus on your breath. At first, you're going to notice that your thoughts are all over the place. You'll think of something, and your attention will cling to it, and before you know it, you've been thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow for like 2 minutes, or what you did yesterday, or what you're going to do when you get up from here. Great. Awesome. That is what stops so many people from thinking they can do this, is because, oh, my mind is racing, my mind is racing. That's it. That's what's supposed to happen. This is meditation. And you'll see. It's so funny how we get wrapped up in a simple thought, like, after this, I'm going to the grocery store. You go over your list. You think about what to cook for dinner. Is it going to be taco night? Taco night. Then how are you going to stop for gas on the way? Do I need to change the oil? You just like, bam. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to be meditating. Return to your breath. Begin again. That's basically it. Some tips to kind of remember is not to beat yourself up when you realize that you forgot you were meditating. Being distracted by your thoughts is not only normal, it is the exercise of meditation. When you realize that you've been distracted by a thought, begin again. Begin again, without any judgment, without a care in the world. This is your time. Enjoy it. Allow yourself to be amused by how distracting our thoughts can be. It's freaking hilarious. Ancient meditators have put their tongue and the roof of their mouth as sort of a reminder not to become attached to thoughts. This may or may not help you. It helps me. I put my tongue in my roof of my mouth. I kind of like don't think. It's kind of like after practicing so many times, I guess, it's just like a little like shut off valve for my thoughts. You know, they still get through there. Believe you me. It does. It seems to slow them down a bit. Sometimes it'll get uncomfortable sitting there for 10 or 30 minutes. Your leg might start to hurt. Try not to move around and fidget. They can help sometimes just to direct your attention to the part of your body that feels the discomfort. Like if it's your leg, think about that very spot where it's uncomfortable. And sometimes the discomfort just disappears. And that being said, if your leg hurts, move it. It's all good. We're not trying to torture ourselves, but sometimes sitting with discomfort is just as helpful as moving your leg. What I can basically say is that if you can do 10 minutes of this every day, you're going to be in a really great place very soon. 30 minutes is better. And like I said, if you can only squeeze in 10 minutes a day, I'm sorry, two, just to get two in there is amazing. The list, Google it, man, the list of benefits of meditation is very extensive. There's health benefits, lowering your blood pressure. It's better for your heart. Stuff that's kind of hard to believe, but again, science and studies have shown year after year of studying this that it literally makes you more healthy. It's also great to reduce stress. I think everybody knows that. I think that's why most people look for it. So that being said, give it a try. Check out gurumojo.com. I've got meditation on there. I've got some more blogs that talk about how and why and all sorts of meditation stuff. This being the first episode, I really appreciate you tuning in. I'm going to try and just lay it out there. We're going to do a lot of meditation-focused podcasts. And when I say we, I mean, it's just me, bro. I might get some interviews going. Plan on hitting up some people who are renowned meditators. We'll see if they want to play ball. We may get into some other lifestyle stuff here and there, what have you. Meditation is like my main jam. And that's where I'm going to try and stay. So, check it out. Try it. Tell me if you like it. If you want to hear more, subscribe. If you want to give me a review, hit me up. GuruMojo.com. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. Thanks very much. And don't forget to breathe.